Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, our happy postman, Mel Blanc, and our special guest, Al Jolson. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, George Burns and Gracie Allen celebrate their 15th anniversary in radio. And as a special treat, you'll hear songs by the most thrilling voice in show business.
Well, thanks, Bill. Oh, California, here I come. All right.
George. Bye-bye. George.
Away.
George.
Uh-huh. George. Uh-huh. George. Well,
what is it? I think Bill was introducing our guest, Al Jolson.
California, here I come. Right back where I started from.
Now, there's an interesting story concerning Al Jolson's appearance on our program tonight. And it all began this morning at the Burns home. George had arranged a little surprise for Gracie in honor of their 15th radio anniversary.
Good morning, sweetheart. Take a look at what's on the table.
Why, George, how lovely. A great big cake with candles on it.
Uh-huh. 15 candles.
But, George, this isn't my birthday.
Gracie.
And besides, I'm much older than 15. You'll have to dig up 4 more candles.
Gracie, the cake is to celebrate our 15th radio anniversary.
Oh, of course. I should have known. Just last night, I read that article about us in the new True Story magazine, all about how we met and got started in radio and everything.
Yes, it really brought back memories. Remember when you came to me for an audition?
Oh, yes, and you were so nice. You said if I made good, you'd pay me a salary.
That's right.
I sure hope I make good soon.
Don't worry. You show lots of promise.
Oh, thank goodness True Story didn't print those jokes we used to tell 15 years ago.
You said it. Radio has certainly changed. People would never laugh at those jokes today.
Oh, no. Remember that joke we did about my mother's feet?
Yeah. How did that go?
Well, I said, my mother woke up in the middle of the night and let out the biggest scream you ever heard.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
She looked down and her feet had turned black.
What did you do?
What did we do? We sent for a doctor.
What did the doctor do?
He took off her stockings and then we all went back to sleep again.
Yeah, if we told that joke today, it wouldn't get a snicker.
No, not a sound. Times certainly have changed.
Yeah, those were the happy days, though.
Mm.
I like to look back and think of the friends who gave us a helping hand when we were just getting started.
Oh, yes. They were wonderful. Remember 15 years ago when Jack Benny loaned us $5?
Sure. And to this day, he won't let us give him back the $5.
No, that's right. All he takes is that dollar a week interest.
He's a true friend. Very true, yes. And speaking of people who gave us a boost, don't forget Al Jolson.
Well, how could I? Al Jolson gave us our first job in a Broadway show. Remember that day we went to him for an interview?
Sure. Jolson was at the Winter Garden. And we finally got up enough nerve to go backstage and speak to him.
There he is, George. Ask him.
You ask him. I'm too nervous.
Well, I'll put my arm around you.
Well, I better sit down.
Yeah, I'll hold you up.
Thanks.
Oh, Mr. Jolson.
Yes? What is it?
Mr. Jolson, I'd like to talk to you about putting this act in your show.
Well, here's something new. A girl ventriloquist with a life-size dummy.
But,
you know, they're getting better and better at making those dummies. But they still can't make them look human.
Well,
Mr. Jolson.
Well, they've done pretty well with this one's body, but nobody would believe that face. By the way, let's hear the dummy say something. Go on, throw your voice.
Look, I'm a real live man.
Oh, that's wonderful. Have that bee's opening line. It'll kill the audience, really.
But...
Darn it, if we could just make that face more believable.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Jolson. The orchestra is ready to rehearse your number now.
Okay, I'm ready. Now, don't go away, miss. I want to talk to you about this act. It's great. All right, boys, hit it. I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, just rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just told a parson, hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like a Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. And I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, yes, rolling along. Don't want any millions, I'm getting my share. I've only got one suit, a herringbone, that's all I can wear. A bundle of money don't make me feel gay. A sweet little honey is making me say, I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just told the parson, hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. And I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along.
Oh, that was wonderful, Mr. Jolson.
Thank you. Now, little girl, let's get on to business. I'll pay $200 a week for you and the dummy.
That's what we've been trying to tell you.
What?
He's not a dummy. He's a real man. He's George Burns.
Are you trying to tell me that he has blood and muscle? And that he walks and talks and makes love like other men?
No, I'm trying to tell you he's George Burns.
Yes, I'm her husband.
Well, my offer still stands. $200 a week for the ventriloquist act.
But he's not a dummy.
Oh, who's going to know that? Who's going to...
Mr. Jolson, my husband has talent of his own. Great talent.
What does he do?
Well, he sings like a nightingale. Show him, George. Give the great Al Jolson a lesson in how really to sing.
And misbehaving all
there you are, Mr. Jolson.
Well, naturally, that changes my offer right there.
Oh, well, I should think it would. You offered $200 a week for a wooden dummy and me. Now, how much will you pay for George and me?
$100.
$100?
A month.
I'll take it.
Good.
Really brings back memories, Gracie. That was a lot of years ago. Al Jolson was the biggest star on Broadway.
Oh, yes. I wonder what ever happened to him.
Huh?
You know, show business is so cruel. Poor old Al. Yesterday, he was a big star. Today, he's probably a ditch digger. Or a plumber's helper. Or a garbage collector.
Gracie, Al Jolson is sweeping the country.
Oh!
A street cleaner.
Oh, well, George, George, we must help him. We must find him and take him food. He's probably hungry.
Gracie, Al Jolson is the new Frank Sinatra.
Well, don't tell me he's that hungry.
I don't mean he looks like Sinatra. I mean he's the new Bobby Sox sensation.
Oh, Al Jolson, stop kidding. They go for Van Johnson. Hey, excuse me, dear. I'll answer it.
Good morning, Mrs. Mills. Here's your mail.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Postman.
I read that article about you and Mr. Burns in True Story magazine. It was inspiring.
Well, maybe someday a magazine will print the story of you and your wife.
Yes. I've been approached by horror stories. Well, I'd better be getting on. I have a tremendous load of fan mail to deliver to Al the Oomph Boy.
Al the Oomph Boy?
That's what the women call Al Jolson.
You mean he really sends them?
Oh, yeah. When fan letters used to come to the post office addressed to VJ, they were for Van Johnson. Now we know they're for Jolson.
What does the V stand for?
Boing! Well, I'd better be staggering on with Al Jolson's fan mail. Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Iowa. Say, Meredith, that's your own tune you're playing now, isn't it? Tell me, how'd you happen to write it, anyway?
How did I happen to write it,
yeah.
Bill? Iowa's my own home state. I just wanted to put a lot of memories into music. To most folks, it's probably just a melody, but to me, it's memories of Schumach in September, of a river bend, of a boy and a girl in a park. Memories of my hometown, Mason City, Iowa.
Well, that hometown of yours stands for all the hometowns in America, Meredith. Each a symbol. Each contributing its own rich measure of pleasant living to this land of ours, adding grace and charm and friendly hospitality to the American scene. Reminds me how, down through the years, Maxwell House Coffee has become a friendly and welcome part of the American scene, too. Coffee here in America, well, it's nothing less than our national drink. And today, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. It's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavors back of this great popularity story, the rich, vigorous Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these carefully selected Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellin for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. All meaning great coffee at its flavor peak. Friends, why not enjoy the best in coffee drinking pleasure? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Just say, Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Right, George. The postman says that Al Jolson is the most popular singer in the country.
Sure, the guy's great.
Not as great as you are, Sugar Throat.
Well, I...
And Al Jolson knew it when you worked for him. That's why he held you back and never gave you a chance to sing.
You think so?
Nah, he choked your growth like a crawling weed chokes the growth of a delicate violet.
I was a singing violet, huh?
Yes. He never gave people a chance to enjoy your fragrance. He kept the world from knowing how you smelled.
I hate to believe it of Al, but I did ask him time after time to let me sing.
Yeah, and he always refused. Remember when we were working for him in Cleveland? We went up to him one night just before the show, and I said... Mr. Jolson.
Yes, Gracie?
George and I have been with you several months now, and, well, has our work been satisfactory?
Oh, great. You're the finest little comedian I've ever seen, Gracie.
And has George been satisfactory, too?
Best valet I ever had.
Thank you. I've shined your shoes until I can see my face in them.
Take my advice. Don't look.
Yes.
But what's all this leading up to, Burns? Come on, give out.
Well, you promised that someday the audience would have a chance to hear my voice.
And Jolie never breaks a promise. Tonight, they'll hear it.
Oh, bless you, sir.
Here. Take this. Now get out there and let them hear your voice.
Yes, sir. Popcorns, peanuts, chewing them. Popcorns, peanuts. You're right, Gracie. Jolson did hold me back.
Oh, you bet he did. And that's why he's the new crooning sensation instead of you. Well, you're three times as good as Al Jolson.
Oh, Gracie, that's not true. I'm barely twice as good.
You're the best. When you open the beehive of your throat, those golden notes come dripping out like honey.
Though April showers may come your way.
Oh, listen to that drip.
And Jolson held me back.
Yes, it just burns me up every time I think of it. Remember that day he said you could sing on a radio program with him?
Yeah, I remember that. We went down to the radio station together, and I was all excited. You're really going to let me sing on the air, Mr. Jolson?
A promise is a sacred thing, Burns. You'll not only sing, but I want you to do the same number that I do.
Oh, bless you, sir.
Get set. Here comes the opening announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pepo Vitamin Pills bring you that great singer of popular songs, Al Jolson.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want to. All the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. Oh, you made me glad. But there was time, baby. You dog. You made me cry for. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. You know I do. Indeed I do. Yes, I do. Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you got the kind of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you.
That was Al Jolson, who starts each day with Pepo Vitamin Pills.
Yes, sir, folks, and I hope you like my singing. And now I want you to hear the voice of George Burns.
You made me love you.
That's enough.
I didn't want to do it.
Folks, I just want you to know. That's how bad I'd sound if I didn't take Pepo Vitamin Pills.
Thank you.
only there was some way you could get even with Al Jolson for not letting you sing. If you could... George, I've got it.
What is it?
We'll invite Al Jolson to be on our radio program tonight, and you turn the tables on him.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I'll do a duet with Jolson and blow him right off the stage.
I'll say it. When you open your mouth and hit him with a hot blast of melody, he'll think he's standing behind the exhaust pipe of a greyhound bus.
When April showers hot.
Oh, scorch me, Daddy.
Come in.
Hi, Burnses.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Say, I read that article about you in the new True Story magazine. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Bill. It was a nice article, but it failed to mention that George is a great singer.
Oh, well, naturally, the name of the magazine is True Story.
For your information, Bill, George Burns is the greatest singer alive today.
Now, Gracie, I'm not sure I'm the greatest singer.
I'm not even sure he's alive today.
Bill, go to the blackboard and write 100 times, Harry Von Zell is available.
Boy, stop fighting. We have exciting news, Bill.
Yeah?
Al Jolson is going to be on our program tonight.
Al Jolson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gee, Gracie, this is one time I wish we had television so the people could actually see that great artist at work. Al Jolson, down on his knees, begging and pleading with tears in his eyes. Mammy, give me a little old cup of Maxwell House coffee, Mammy.
He asks, Mammy, for Maxwell House coffee?
Can you blame him, sonny boy? Maxwell House is rich, delicious, and mellow. That famous Maxwell House flavor, you know, is the result of careful selection and blending of premium Latin American coffees radiant roasted to perfection. It's no wonder more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Well, Bill, maybe I better explain why we're asking Al Jolson to be on our program tonight. You see, he's the most popular man in the country right now. And you know why?
No, why?
Well, because for years and years he kept George from singing.
On a platform like that, he can be elected president.
Now, see here,
he should receive a gold cup full of Maxwell House coffee, of course. Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy. That's why Maxwell House is the choice of so many millions of Americans today. They know today's coffee buy is Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop.
Well, Bill, you didn't let me finish. Tonight, George will get his revenge.
Yeah, Bill. Tonight, I'll murder Jolson. I'll sing a duet with him.
What a horrible way to go. Gracie, tell me, how will you get Jolson to agree to this?
Well, I'll use flattery. That never fails.
Well, they say that'll get any man under 100.
Well, I'll try it on Jolson anyway. I bet Al Jolson will fall for my flattery just like George does.
Yes?
Hello, young man. Is your father home?
My father?
Yes, Al Jolson, the singer. You must be the one he always sings about, Sonny Boy.
Gracie, I'm Al Jolson.
Now, Sonny. You better tell your father I want to see him.
But, Gracie, I can't look that young. I've been in show business for 30 years.
Now, look, young man, I'm in a hurry. You run along to the Palladium and jitterbug.
Gracie, I tell you, I can't look that young. Well, I've been in show business 20 years.
Yeah, you're a cute youngster. I'll bet you're a devil at Hollywood High.
What? How could I go to Hollywood High? Well, I've been in show business only 10 years.
Now, look. Will you call your father, or shall I turn you over my niece?
Oh, Gracie, stop kidding. I'll show you my clippings. I've been in show business for 2 or 3 years.
Oh, really, Sonny?
Now, look, Gracie, I'll prove I'm Al Jolson.
Rock-a-bye, your baby, with a Dixie melody.
Al, it is you.
Of course it's me, Gracie. And gee, honey, it's good to see you. How's your husband, the valet?
Fine. You know, we'd like you to be on our radio broadcast tonight.
I'll do it. I've always wanted to get into show business.
Oh, we've always wonderful. Let's go to the studio. George, it's time for your duet with Al Jolson. Now remember, sing him right into the ground.
Don't worry, I won't let him even open his mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next number will be April Showers, which will be sung by the world's greatest singer, Sugar Throat Burns, assisted by Gravel Throat Jolson.
Though April showers,
though April showers may come your way, may bring the flowers that bloom in an earth.
And when it's,
and when it's rain, have no regret, because it is raining, rain, you know. It's raining violets.
And when you see
clouds on the hill, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come
along. The April
Showers.
Okay, okay, okay.
George and Gracie, it's been swell. And all clowning aside, I want to congratulate you on your 15th anniversary in radio. You brought a lot of happiness to a lot of people.
Well, thank you, Al. And thank you for being with us tonight.
Yeah. And what can I do to repay you, Al?
Well, just put a little extra polish on my shoes, won't you?
Oh, bless you, sir.
Bless you, sir.
Good night.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler. Till next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. And now stay tuned in for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
It's instant, it's new, it's good to the last drop, too. It's instant Maxwell House coffee. Yes, trust Maxwell House to make a better instant coffee. True coffee flavor, true coffee aroma, because it's all coffee, made from America's favorite, the famous Maxwell House blend. And thrifty, a jar of instant Maxwell House makes fully as much as a pound of regular coffee. Help yourself to that famous Maxwell House flavor instantly, with instant Maxwell House. Good to the last drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.